Good morning, this is Pastor Stolz, and welcome to our Sunday worship service. The lessons that I will be reading shortly are as follows. Genesis 12, 1 to 3. Hebrews 9, 11 to 15. John 8, 45 to 59. My sermon theme is, Lord, keep us faithful. And it's according to the gospel this morning, John 8. And let us begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto thee that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against thee by thought, word, and deed. Wherefore we flee for refuge to thine infinite mercy, seeking and imploring thy grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who has given thine only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for his sake grant us remission of all our sins. And by thy Holy Spirit increase in us true knowledge of thee and of thy will, and true obedience to thy word, to the end that by thy grace we may come to everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, hath had mercy on us, and hath given his only Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all of our sins. To them that believe on his name he gives power to become the sons of God, and hath promised them his Holy Spirit. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee. We glorify thee, we give thanks unto thee for thy great glory. Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. And thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord, thou only, O Christ, the Holy Ghost, art most high, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. And the Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God, so rule and govern our hearts and minds by thy Holy Spirit, that being ever mindful to the end of all things, and the day of thy just judgment, we may be stirred up to holiness of living, hear and dwell with thee forever. We pray this through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. And let us confess our faith according to the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. This morning's Old Testament, once again, Genesis 12, verses 1 to 3. Now the Lord had said unto Abraham, Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. So far. The Epistle, Hebrews chapter 9, verses 11 through 15. But Christ, being come an high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats or calves, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifieth to the purification of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serving the living God? And for this cause he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death for his redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. So far. The Gospel, St. John chapter 8, verses 45 to 59. Because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Which of you convinceth me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? He that is of God hears God's word. Ye therefore hear them not, because you are not of God. Then answered the Jews and said to him, Say we not tell that thou art a Samaritan and hast a devil? Well, Jesus answered and said, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. And I seek not mine own glory, but there is one that seeketh and judgeth. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Then said the Jews unto him, Now we know that thou hast a devil. Abraham is dead and the prophets, and thou sayest, If a man keep my saying, he shall never taste death. Art thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead, and the prophets, they're dead? Whom makest thou thyself? And then Jesus answered, If I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honoreth me, of whom ye say that he is your God. Yet you have not known him, but I know him. And if I should say I know him not, I shall be a liar like you. But I know him, and I keep his saying. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it, and he was glad. Then said the Jews unto him, Thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Before Abraham was, I am. Then they took up stones to throw at him. But Jesus hid himself, and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. So far. The incident in this morning's gospel took place near the end of our Lord's life. Jesus had come to the temple once more, teaching and preaching. He wanted to open the eyes of the people to their spiritual needs and the great salvation that he was offering them. He spoke to them about eternal life. He assured them that through faith in him, they would never see eternal death. But what do we read? The people of Jerusalem rejected him. Some rejected so violently that they took up stones to throw at him. However, his hour to suffer for the redemption of the world had not yet come, and they were not allowed to kill him. Just what were these people looking for in a Savior? Well, this scene from our life of the Lord is constantly being reenacted today. And we realize that there are those who actually hate Christ and reject him. However, there are many who never openly speak out against him, but they still reject him. Jesus himself said, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of God, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven." The people of Jerusalem who rejected our Lord that day, well, they were all respected inhabitants of Jerusalem. They were members of the Old Testament church, and they considered themselves children of Abraham. They were careful in observing all the requirements of the law. And yet these were the people who accused our Lord of having a devil. And later they crucified him. Just what sort of Savior were they looking for? Just why were the Jews so hateful toward Jesus? After all, he was the only one that had fulfilled all the prophecies of their own prophets. He had proclaimed the truth to them. He had brought light into their darkness. Why did they reject him? Well, to me, the reason is simple. Jesus was not the kind of Messiah that they were looking for. If you remember, after Jesus had fed the 5,000, they wanted to make him their king by force. His miracles appealed to them. Here was a king who would take care of their material needs and bring prosperity to the nation. When they finally realized that Jesus was not a bread king, they rejected him. They were not interested in the truth that he preached and the priceless treasure of his redemption. So they rejected him. For centuries, the prophets of the Old Testament had foretold the coming of the Messiah. Almighty God had assured Israel that he would send them his own Son as a Savior from sin. And alas, John the Baptist pointed out as the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. However, we are told that Jesus came unto his own, and his own received him not. By rejecting Christ, the Jewish people did themselves great harm. They destroyed themselves as a nation, but the eternal harm that they did themselves was far more serious. By rejecting Christ, the Jewish people lost that which they needed the most, a Savior from sin. When individuals blindly and stubbornly insist in seeking material things, when they insist on seeking the fulfillment of their own desires, they reject and lose the most precious heritage in Christ. His name may be on their lips, but his principles are under their feet. Such conduct toward him and his gospel decides their fate here and hereafter. They are careless, they are indifferent in the hearing of the word. The little that they do hear, they do not retain. They never come to any certain knowledge of Christ, to any steadfastness in the faith. And when trials come, well, they have no strength to meet them. And since they do not accept Christ as their Lord, and they cannot claim freedom from sin or its punishment, on what can they base their hope for eternal life? At the approach of their last hour, they know that they must go. But they can never sincerely say that they want to go. They can never say with St. Paul, "I have a desire to depart." They can place the blame for this fate on no one else but themselves. They have no excuse for making this fatal mistake concerning their souls. Our Lord had warned them, "What is a man profited if he should gain the whole world in exchange for his soul?" In these perilous days, we hear that the faith of our fathers is unacceptable, that is, to the modern mind. We need a new gospel, one that meets the 21st century. May the Holy Spirit protect us from this foolish talk and prompt us to hear the voice of our Savior pleading with us, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee the crown of life." Let us be determined here and now to walk closer to him until that day when we shall see him face to face. May God grant this to each of us. Amen. If you would, right now, let's have our confession and absolution. I'll be reading the questions on page 48. I now ask you before God, who searches the heart, do you sincerely confess that you have sinned against God and deserve his wrath and punishment? Then declare so by saying, I do confess. Do you heartily repent of all of your sins, committed in thought, word, and deed? Then declare so by saying, I do repent. Do you sincerely believe that God, by grace for Jesus' sake, will forgive you all of your sins? Then declare so by saying, I do believe. Do you promise that with the aid of the Holy Ghost, you will henceforth amend your sinful life? Then declare so by saying, I do promise. Finally, do you believe that through me, a called servant of God, you will receive the forgiveness of all your sins? Then declare so by saying, I do believe. And as you believe, even so may be it unto you. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Grant, we beseech thee, Almighty God, unto thy church, thy Holy Spirit, and the wisdom which comes down from above, that thy word, as becometh it, may not be bound, but have free course, and be preached to the joy and edification of Christ's holy people, that in steadfast faith we may serve thee, and in the confession of thy name abide to the very end. We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee, and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee, and give thee peace. Amen.